taped a beautiful segment of the festival in the park, or pre-festival, and as it was showing, and I was enjoying watching myself, counting my freckles, the telephone rang, and it was Frank Mitchell's boss. Frank had a heart attack, and he's in intensive care. And I hope all of you who have seen Frank do his shoeshine rag will send up a prayer that he not be taken, that he be left with us a little while. It means a lot to Frank to come over here. And I thought you'd like to know this, that he's not here because he's had a heart attack and in intensive care. All right. One of our most outstanding folk musicians in Florida, if not in the United States, is here from St. Augustine. Let's welcome Bob and Jolene Patterson. There's Jolene.
Make a few quick adjustments here. I'd like to open up with a song that was written by Dwayne Story, the son of Carl Story, famous gospel singer here in America. Dwayne used to spend a lot of time with us running around the streets of St. Augustine. The song deals with a mysterious Northwoods Indian legend known as the Wendigo. My home's way up to the north, they say, where the hunter may die all along. Great men have told a legend so old of death whose sound is a moan. I fly where the forest meets the sky. I race the northern wind where I go. My feet are on fire as I run and I cry. My name is Wendigo. Where I walk are the prints of my feet. They burn through ice and snow. The hunter who sees looks above in the trees. Wendigo, Wendigo. I fly where the forest meets the sky. I race the northern wind where I go. My feet are on fire as I run and I cry. My name is Wendigo. Lakes and trees in a pale moonlight sound so lonesome and low. Is it the wind or a cry in the night? Wendigo, Wendigo. I fly where the forest meets the sky. I grace the northern wind where I go. My feet are on fire as I run and I cry. My name is Wendigo. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song from my new album right now, and I'd like to do it in honor of Dale Kreider and Linda Bittner, who are two good friends who are spending their lives playing music in the name of conservation. This is a little song that I wrote called Highway 73, or Coming of Roads. Thank you. was a time when we lived in the country all alone. The woods and meadows was all that I'd ever known. And I recall how the home place, it glittered in the sun, and how it slept in the stillness of the night. Now times have changed. That old country home I dearly love, the dirt footpaths have been turned into stone. And right where my dear old papa, oh how he rocked me on his knee, it's all been changed into Highway 73. They're tearing down the old smokehouse and they're clearing out the trees, plugging up the well and draining the pond. And right where my dear old mama birthed my little sister, Betty Lynn, you're gonna put another Holiday Inn. Should I lie content to watch the swift and dreadful change? Close my eyes and pretend not to know. And will my voice fade in your ears at the end of my song? Can you accept the coming of the road? Oh, I recall how the home place, it danced in autumn's leaves, and how it disappeared in the drift of the snow. The very things that warmed and enchanted my very soul have been lost since the coming of the road. Thank you. A little piece called Country Pickin' from my new album. Bill and Barbara Cole up there, Strictly Music, have some. I want you to know that all proceeds from that album go to the benefit of the poor children. I've got two of them. I'd like to introduce at this time my lady, Jolene. This is a song that, where is she from? This is a song that I wrote up in North Carolina after being sentenced to playing about 26 weeks at Holiday Inn in South Carolina. I went up and spent Sundays, my day off, up around Asheville, where the song was written, another song for my album, a song that took 26 consecutive Sundays to write. It's called Carolina, Carolina. Carolina mountains, singing to the hickory wind, I'm lost in lovely loneliness, trying to start life over again, with the eagle in the pale blue sky, like a newborn fawn at his mother's side. Carolina, Carolina. Deep in the Carolina mountains, standing in the last rays of the sun, where dead leaves dance beneath the dogwood trees, and whippoorwills singing their songs. And the ghost of you keeps haunting me. I see your face in mountain streams. Carolina, Carolina. The Carolina mountains, breathing deep the fragrance of pine, but there's the smell of a perfumed woman I can't get off of my mind. If I could cast my soul upon the wind, I'd fly back to your arms again. Carolina, 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 Carolina. It's a real pleasure for us to be here today. We'd like to spend perhaps even the whole weekend. We're currently appearing in downtown Orlando and drove up after work last night, got here at White Springs at 6 o'clock this morning. But this is really a great festival, and I hope you're all having a nice time this afternoon. We'll be back on later this evening. This is a tune we're sure you'll recognize.
lovely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want's the love you promised beneath the halo moon. Do you think I could be happy with your money and your name while I hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game? Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. You can't buy my love with money, 'cause I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine. With a tear in every room, all I want's the love you promised beneath the haloed moon. Do you think I could be happy with your money and your name while I hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game? Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. You can't buy my love with money, 'cause I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine.
This heart of mine.
Thank you all.
I don't want you all to miss the Folklife area up here with some marvelous traditional craftsmen plying their trade. And I should have said a long time ago that we can't ever have a festival without the first citizens of Florida, the Seminole Indians, and chopping out a traditional dugout canoe is the canoe builder and his grandson up there. So you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss Claude Shepherd and his plaiting his whips and showing you how to crack it. That's how we got our name, our nickname, Florida Crackers. There are just a lot of them. And I want to call attention to the workshops again. There's a workshop going on in a chicky right out there. And you need a program. I hope you bought out the program sellers back there. The FFA boys are selling it to make money for their club. And it's interesting. We always have pictures in the program, a lot of them, of performers from the year before. Everybody you see in the program was here the year before. So buy a program and look at the workshops, attend them, and go down and eat some vittles with the food sellers. There's some powerful good things down there, I hear. When you're on a diet, well, that's a good place to stay away. Now, we have a wonderful traditional musician here, the Reverend N.L. Williams, who has been a street musician in Tallahassee for many years. He preaches and teaches with his music. He was here last year Let's welcome him back to the 26th Annual Florida Folk Festival, the Reverend N.L. Williams and his niece from Tallahassee.
Thank you. Well, back here again this afternoon. Y'all doing fine out there? I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting ready to eat now. I ain't gonna be up here long. I don't know about I'd love to eat, I'll tell you about me. And while I'm down here, some of y'all already invited me to dinner at your house. And you won't have to invite me the second time I come back. Well, this afternoon, we brought a guest all the way from Tallahassee, right? And we are gonna let her sing for you this afternoon. I'm gonna sing you one number, then I'm gonna bring you her. And I hope you go enjoy this number. All of my help come from God. You know, let me say this to you this afternoon. Unless we get together, we can't have a good time. We come out here to enjoy gospel, blues, whatever we enjoy. Let's put our heart and mind in. All of my churches. and we'll let you have a good time. If you call this Holy Ghost headquarters when we leave here, we'll shout you to death at your church. We're going to bring you now little Miss Rita Jackson. She's going to sing you a solo guitar, hey. We're glad to be on the folk festival this year. Golly. We thank you. The devil busy. Come way down here and broke my shades. The old devil always getting up something. He thinks he can do something with. We like to say to you today that we're glad to be here. We're going to do for you a foul number. What's in the kind of move about and patch your hands on hell now? Let's have a good time. Getting ready to go back to Tallahassee. I want to tell the people down here that you can patch your hands. We're going. Want you to get on board here and ride this old ship of Zion now. Is that old ship for Zion? That old ship for Zion? Is that old ship for Zion? You ought to get on board. Still not ain't no danger, in this water. Ain't no danger. Ain't no danger in water. You ought to get on board. Let's get on board.
Let's get on board.
That old ship of Zion.
Let's get on board.
Get on board.
Let's get on board.
Let's get on board.
Let's get on board.
Get on board.
Let's get on board.
Let's get on board.
Let's get on board.
Ought to fly my God.
Let's get on board.
Ought to fly my God.
Let's get on board.
Ought to clap your hands.
Get on board.
Get on board.
Let's get on board.
You ought to get on board.
Let's get on board.
You ought to get on board. know it was I. Is that all? It was I.
Is that all?
It was I. Oh, you ought to get on board. Thank you. See you next year. Be good. Pray for me. I'll pray for you.
Thank you, and we do want you to come again and again. You lighten our hearts with your music. Possibly the most unique instrument you'll ever hear is about to be played now. You remember last year we had participation for the first time from Key West. The Junkanoos came, and oh, I don't know who had more fun, them or us. And this year, in a entirely different note, Thurlow Weed is a preacher, a pastor of a Bahamian Presbyterian church in Key West, and he has taught himself to play the conch shell, one of the most ancient of all musical instruments. Accompanying him is the Reverend Barbara Mueller from Lake Mary.
This has been announced as a conch shell. It is indeed a conch shell. The conch shell's history goes very far back, but most of it is unwritten. This is called oral tradition. To at least the third millennium B.C. in Mesopotamia, where archaeologists have found these. In southwest Florida, the 10,000 Islands area, when it was the Colusa Kingdom, this is the tribe that was found at the point of contact with Europeans. They were being used, and I myself have excavated one of these from a site there. It was exactly the same shell as I'm holding in my hand, except it was about 400 years older, and was prepared in the same way for playing, except that it was broken at the top instead of having been cut with a saw blade, which may suggest to you an answer to a question that's commonly asked: what do you do to the conch shell to make it into a playable instrument? You cut off the top of it and don't do anything else. Just cut off the top and play it. How do you play it? What do you use it for? For a signaling device. In India, it's used by street beggars as an instrument. In Hawaii, it was used as a cultic instrument religiously. Chokoloskee Island in the 10,000 Island areas, it was used before the causeway was built to announce the arrival of the mail boat from Smallwood's store. In Key West, we use it as a child call, a dinner bell, and a signaling device on local boating. It is approved by the Coast Guard. If you can prove to the auditioning committee of the Coast Guard that you can sustain a blast for 10 seconds. I'm not going to try to sustain a blast for all of 10 seconds, but I'll step away from the mic so you can hear the pure sound of the conch shell before trying to demonstrate it a little bit. Something echoes back in there. Obtaining the conch shell is very simple for landbound tourists, shell shops, pre-cut. More authentic to go out and get it yourself by diving it up from the reef, cleaning the conch out of the shell, putting it in the pot, and while it's boiling, cut the tip off the shell and play it. Now, to play the shell, one simply blows into it. But here's what happens when most people try it for the first time. I can't do it. And then they do. And some very clever people have discovered they can put their hand into it and make it moo like a cow. A sea cow, of course. And one day I saw someone doing that, and I thought, he's got more on his hands here than he realizes he's got. If he can do that, if he really thought about it and tried, he could do this. Ha! Light bulbs. And then this. Cut down inside that shell, no tape recorder concealed, just the hand moving in and out on the principle of the French horn, more or less, to change the pitch. We're not restricted to folk songs, per se. We like to tamper around some. I say we. My wife, she was unable to be with me this weekend. My wife also plays the conch shell, and we play duets, backed by the piano. We like to tamper around with classical music because both of us are basically classical musicians. And we don't even let Beethoven alone. Since this is Sunday, and we so-called professional religious people have the stage monopolized at this moment, we'll give you a church hymn. For those of you who are too hot, this may help cool you off a little bit. But I guess that's all right. And since we're where we are, a little Foster. It's sometimes called the Key West harmonica. We don't have the harmonica trees down there, so we use these instead of harmonicas. Sample what you can do. Go back and get a conch shell. And when you've gotten that far, if you want to feel real brave, you might try something like this. Before I abandon this stage at this moment, there are two cousin bees here, cousin Thelma Bee and cousin Barbara Bee, for whom I think we are not hearing anywhere near enough applause. Where is cousin Barbara? Lost.
Well, sometimes we take a lot of things for granted, and I just want to pay tribute to Barbara Beecham at this point. We could never get the Florida Folk Festival together without Barbara. She's a rock in a storm. She knows so much and does so much, and she's very modest. She's the backstage director, getting everybody on the stage in time, as you probably have observed. Let's give her a hand. Some of you weren't here when I said it before. You missed, I believe, the greatest program and audience that we've ever had at a folk festival, and that's saying a lot because we've had it for 26 years and we've averaged from 7 to 9 programs each time. But last night, our audience was beautiful. I want to pay tribute to the young people who were in the audience, the young fathers looking after the babies, and the little children who were so good, just beautiful children. Everybody was beautiful and ready for the magnificent program that went on the stage until about 11:45, and it probably...